Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa, and all about entrepreneur audience. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. And I tell you, this is another day that the Lord has
Absolutely.
Made. And we shall rejoice and be
glad about it. Wow.
All right. I tell you, it's Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. We have our Miracle Monday. Yes, it's Miracle Monday.
Yes.
David's line is open when you're ready.
Good morning, awesome. Coaches.
Hey, David.
Good morning.
Man of the hour. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. What do you got good for us, David?
Oh, yes, indeed. I am so excited. when the weekend comes, I can't wait for Monday to listen to the show and listen to all your awesome guests. And now God has blessed us with a vision to be able to try to help a needy family. I am just ecstatic this morning. I am very, very excited.
I saw the pictures on Facebook of that beautiful family that you gave that money to. That beautiful donation is beautiful, beautiful. Loved it.
Yes, that was awesome. That was awesome. And that's what it's all about. You know, this show is really a part of everything that we're doing. And we cross-promote, but, you know, the Internet is it's an international vehicle. You know, it's not just something for the local community or the state or the United States, but this is an international radio show that's broadcast everywhere in the world that people can have access to Internet. And we want people around the world to join the show and listen in and be excited and nominate somebody for Miracle Monday. I'm asking people, don't be selfish. Don't think of yourself. Think about somebody else that's in need and nominate them so that they can be blessed.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So tell us how the best way to nominate someone for folks that may be new tuning in. Tell us how to do that.
Okay. The best way to nominate someone is to go to the website at www.mycsn.org, and you click on the Miracle Monday link, and then it's going to navigate you to different places so that you can nominate a needy family. And then on Mondays, make sure you tune in to the All About Entrepreneur Show at www.blogtalkradioshow/AAE show, or you can dial into the radio show, and I'll let the coaches give the number. And tune in between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Monday mornings for the All About Entrepreneurs Miracle Monday Family Gift. We give up to $250 to a needy family. $250 is not a lot, but when you are struggling to make ends meet, when your utilities are on the last day, when you don't have a roof over your head, $250 be $1 million.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. If you don't have any money, that sounds like a whole lot. That can just feel like thousands of dollars when you are truly in need. My goodness, you'll be jumping up and down and shouting hallelujah to get $250. When you need that money, oh, my goodness, you know, that sounds awesome, absolutely awesome. I applaud you. What was the impetus for doing this? How did you decide to start doing Miracle Monday? How did that come about?
Well, it's all an inspiration by creating the Christian Social Network. You know, one of the main reasons why the Christian Social Network was birthed is because of what the church is being faced today, a lack of resources. And I'm an entrepreneur. I have several businesses that I own, and they're very, very successful. And one of my gifts is creating successful businesses. So I wanted to create something called Entrepreneurs for Christ. Earn more to give more. Earn more to give more. And that's very important to this story because my main focus was, let me teach people how to create businesses for themselves to be empowered so that they can give more. Because one of the reasons why churches are struggling is because giving is down. Giving is down because of several reasons. You know, the economy, loss of jobs, lack of jobs, et cetera. And unfortunately, during times of struggle, the first things that go away is our ability to give tithe and offering. Unfortunately, you know, that's what we reduce immediately. And for me and my house, it's non-negotiable. The tithe is non-negotiable. The only thing that gives us flexibility is what we give. So I wanted to create something to help people earn more so that they could give more. Now, that's what I wanted to do. And we know the history of the Christian Social Network. God wanted me to do something different, which was greater than Entrepreneurs for Christ, because contained within the Christian Social Network is the ability to allow churches and nonprofits to create much-needed resources to fill that need of what I wanted to do with Entrepreneurs for Christ. And then as things began to mature, the Christian Social Network began to mature, I realized that not only churches are struggling, but families are struggling. And families really is the body of Christ, that one of our charges from our Lord and Savior was to love one another. And love is God. Love is very, very powerful. If you really read into John 3:16, that verse is all about love. God loved the world so much that he gave his soul. When Miracle Mondays was floating around in the atmosphere, it came in the form of, a lot of people are blessed, and there are also people within the body that are struggling. There's a term that I hear a lot. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. What does that really mean? What does that really mean? That means that, you know what? we have to help one another to be lifted. You know, if I'm up in the good place, it's very selfish and it's very unfair that I only live so that me and my family can stay in the lifted place. That's not good and that's not right. And I want to make this personal now, but it's not about David Knight. But David Knight could lose his spot in heaven for being selfish. So I was talking with another sister that was on your radio show by the name of Michelle Stevens, and we began to talk about the families that are in need and wanting to be able to do more. And then it dawned on me, wow, why don't we create something called Miracle Mondays where we just, you know, randomly bless a family in need? And then it began to really get formulated strategically, soundly, and the planning went very, very well to the point to where it was so easy. And we know that when God is a part of it, it becomes easy. Things that are challenging and difficult, you know, it's there to teach us a very good life lesson, but the things that are easy are really the things that God wants you to do right away. So we decided to implement Miracle Monday as part of the MyCSN.org platform to help needy families. And there's two organizations that is tied into the Christian Social Network, The Christian Social Network is a social media vehicle where you can minister and be ministered to. And MyCSN.org is now a registered nonprofit entity so that we can be able to meet the needs of more than one family. And by the grace of God, we're believing that, you know, we are going to get more resources to be able to do more. But for the most part, that was really how Miracle Mondays was birthed. You know, we want to be able to do something with resources that we are acquiring and not just collect it all for our own gain and for our own benefit. So now we are at a point and place to where every Monday we are planting seed and fertile ground according to what God asks us to do, and that's to love one another and to give. So today, you know, we are really witnessing the birth of something that, you know what, there is no end date for Miracle Monday. As long as God allows us to do it, we're going to continue to do it. And as resources increase, we're going to add more and more families. And I know the family that was blessed last Monday was very appreciative, was very much needed. They were at the end, and they were on the last. And when one of our staff members by the name of Ernest Armstrong showed up on their doorstep with a Miracle Monday check, I know that they were very, very ecstatic, very ecstatic. So I'm excited about it. I had it gave me joy the entire week. And like I said, you know, when Friday came, I couldn't wait to get through the weekend to get to Monday so we could do it again. It's a great feeling. It's an awesome thing that we're all doing. You know, the coaches, Coach Lalisa, Coach Cassandra, allowing us to do this on the All About Entrepreneurs radio show. This is an awesome time, and I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to doing more.
That's wonderful. Absolutely. You know, Dick Baker says that one of the greatest things is to be others. So, you know, you're out for business. You have to make it happen. And my applause to you for doing that. Yeah, back to you, Coach Lalisa. So this is wonderful.
Yeah.
can continue telling us more about it, and the stage is yours. I'll be
back. Thank you. All right, thank you, Coach. I got something I want to share this morning before we make the presentation to the nominated family. I want to talk about giving. And giving to the kingdom, number one, and first and foremost, it should be the best that we can offer. And one of the things that I read talks about that when we give God best, we're in position to expect the best part from God. So don't, wherever you are and whoever you are, don't hold back your giving. Give your best, and God is going to use it to produce a harvest that is his best for you. Secondly, God should have a priority in our offering and in our giving. You know, another thing I read was that the first thought in our mind after receiving something should not be, you know, how can I benefit from it, or what should I give? But, you know, it should already and automatically be a priority. And by you making God a priority, he will make you a priority. And then finally, you give, you know, it should be generous. You know, total selflessness should be a part of why and what you're giving. You know, you give because, number one, it is an order, and it's an order of obedience. Give. And I'm going to give you a verse from Matthew 10:8, you know, as Jesus said to his disciples, freely you have received, freely you give. You know, we didn't pay for the oxygen this morning. You know, we didn't pay to wake up listening to the birds sing. You know, we didn't pay for this heartbeat. You know, we are freely given this life. So within this life that we're given, we should freely give gifts that expand and help the kingdom. So I want to go into the Miracle Monday segment. I'm going to read off part of this nomination from the family that we're going to bless today. And I want everyone to know that you can nominate anyone anywhere around the world. I want to see thousands of nominations come in. Let's be unselfish about who we are and what we are. Let's nominate thousands of people, anybody that you know from anywhere that you see that has a need, nominate them. So this family comes from Rex, Georgia, and the mother name is Tina. Tina was in a horrible car accident and was unable to walk for a few months. She has a son with a stomach illness that she's been caring for. It's one thing to have an accident and to be incapacitated for a while. It's another thing to have a child that has an illness that you also have to care for. She's also a single mother, and she loves. This is the family that we're going to bless this morning. The lady, her first name is Tina. She lives in Rex, Georgia, and she was nominated by what looks like to be Minister Gerard Smith. So congratulations, Tina. The Lord has chosen you this morning to receive a check for $250 from mycsn.org, along with the All About Entrepreneur Show. So we're going to show up sometime this week, and present you with a huge check from the Christian Social Network. Praise God that you survived your accident. We're praying for you and believing that God is going to give your son 110% recovery from his stomach illness. We're praying and believing God is going to bless you so that your resources will begin to come in and flow, so that you will never, ever have a need again, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, coaches, I just want, amen, coach. I just want to take a short moment and talk to the entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir.
Entrepreneurs, well, I mentioned before that, yes, coach, go right ahead.
Before you do that, one second, there's a person that I believe wants to get on the line. They need to open up their phone just in case they have a comment or question, and then you can go right on with your message to the entrepreneurs. And thank you so much for that miracle Monday. Area code 678, your line is open.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. My name is April Willoughby, and I am a part of Christian Social Network. And I just want to, God is so good. And I want to, first of all, thank God. I want to say that I am so blessed to be a part of Christian Social Network. Mr. David Knight is such a wonderful man of God, and I am delighted to be a part of what God is doing for the body of Christ and sowing seed into the body of Christ. And I wanted to say congratulations to Westmoreland, the Westmoreland family, praise God, and the family for this week as well. And our prayers are with you in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you that every need is met in Jesus' name. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, Entrepreneurship for Christ. You have a wonderful program, wonderful radio show. I've been enjoying it so very much. It's uplifting, encouraging, and very educational. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of Christian Social Network for allowing us to be a part of your show.
Amen. Amen, April.
Amen. Amen, April. Thank you. Definitely thank you. And David, April, we'll come back to you. And thank you, so don't go away. Those of you who are just tuned in, you're tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs. I'm Coach Lalisa, Coach Cassandra. We're here with their show each and every weekday morning. And this morning we have the awesome honor to have David Knight Sr., who is the CEO and founder of Christian Social Network. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire, but he's also has an amazing mission where he's going around blessing needy families. And that's happened each Monday. He comes on the show and announces another family that has met all the needs of being needy. And one thing we know for sure is that, you know, we never know when it could be us. You know, by the grace of God, it'll go I. So we thank God that, you know, He's blessed us to be a blessing. And so, David Knight, I just want to turn it back over to you, but I just wanted to let people know, if you're just tuning in, but David, go right ahead. And I know you said you had a message for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs need a lot of encouragement. Entrepreneurs need a miracle. Most entrepreneurs.
Amen. Amen. And that's the theme of really what I want to talk about. You know, like I mentioned before, I do own several businesses that's very successful. And, you know, part of my success really is not what you know, but it's who you know and whose you are. You know, at the top of all of my business, you know, the Most High has to be a part of your business if you want it to be successful. I'm going to be very honest with you, entrepreneurs. You can do a lot of things on your own, but if you don't want the life struggle of being a business owner or trying to start a business up or trying to be successful, you have to have a power that's higher than you and greater than you at the wheel of your business driving. You know, as a business owner, I enjoy sitting in the back seat and letting God drive my business where he wants it to be because he's omnipotent. You know, because he can see everything and knows everything, I think that for business owners, it makes a whole lot of more sense to have someone at the helm who has experience, who have a proven record, who can do things greater than we could ever imagine in our wildest dreams to be able to do. So for the entrepreneurs, put God first in your business. You know, put him first in your life, put him first in your business, and your business will flourish. Your business will begin to grow. Your business will be successful, and your business will thrive. Let me give you an analogy and an example. Most people in the United States have heard about basketball, know about basketball, know some ones that play basketball or have played basketball. That basketball goal is standard height is 11 feet. It's 11 feet. My son, a couple of months ago, lowered his basketball goal to about maybe 6 feet. My son is 11 years old. He's a little shorty. So he wanted to be able to show me that he could dunk the ball. So he lowered his goal. He went back a few feet, dribbled the ball up to the goal, and he dunked. And he was expecting, and this is the Marine coming out of me, coaches, but he was expecting me to be very, very excited about his dunk. I gave him a little recognition. I smiled. I said, "That looks good, Bug." I called him Bug. And I said, "But don't be satisfied dunking on a 5-foot goal when it should be 11 feet. I didn't bust his bubble too big, but it was revealed to me by the Spirit how in life we have allowed ourselves to lower the goal and begin to dunk and be satisfied that we are dunking on a goal that we have lowered. When God's standard is higher, God's standard is 11 feet, the height by which it was designed to be dunked on. We've lowered it, and we've made that the standard. Entrepreneurs, raise the bar of your business standards, your business ethics, your business principles, your business practices to a higher level by which it is more than acceptable by you, but it is a standard that is acceptable by God. And I promise you, your business will thrive. It will be successful. It will grow. Do not accept the status quo and lower the standards and accept that you're being successful. No. In order to be successful according to God's order and according to God's plan, you have to raise the bar. Put the bar back where God actually ordered it to be. Here's another nugget. Shoot for the moon. Raise your standards and shoot for the moon. And if you don't reach the moon, I promise you, it will be just as wonderful among the stars. Coaches, back to you. That's my nugget for the day for the entrepreneurs about being successful in business and being successful in life. And thank you very much for allowing me to speak on the All About Entrepreneurs show. Back to you, coaches. Coach Cassandra, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. We got you. We got you, David Knight. That was a great analogy using football. No, basketball. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Basketball. Great basketball analogy. You know, the Bible uses a lot of analogies as well, parables they're called in some cases. And so, entrepreneurs, set the goal high. I really like that. You know, there's a woman, I know a lady who has a whole program, and I don't know if she's still running it, but she ran it out of New Jersey for years, and the title of her program was Raise the Bar. That's the name, and it may still be the name of her company because it was actually incorporated, Raise the Bar, LLC.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense for today's time. For today's time, we have to raise the bar. You know, over the years, you know, as Christians, we've really been silent, and because we've been silent, you know, our voices have been taken out. So now it's time for us to speak up and raise the bar. Raise the bar. There's nothing wrong with setting high goals. You know, only good can come from setting high goals and high standards. So, coaches, I can keep on talking. I got a lot of energy this morning.
Sorry, go right.
I am so excited about meeting with this family. Can't wait to get out. We went out and got a 6 foot in length and 3 feet in width check that we're going to bring with us when we go see this family, because we want them to have a Publisher's Clearinghouse moment. Just imagine, Ooh. Coach, it's someone showing up on your door with the 6 foot check. I mean, during your time of need and your time of struggle. And just when you think you can't, you know, go any further, any longer, God shows up, you know, on time, all the time. So I'm excited about what's going to take place this week. Can't wait to post the pictures. We post some pictures on the Christian Social Network of the Westmoreland family. And as you can see, that's a wonderful looking family. We know that people are struggling, so we're going to try to reach out. And I want people, like I said before, I want people from the four corners of the earth to tune into the show, nominate some families, tune in to listen to see if the family that you nominated was actually selected for this small miracle. One of the things that we're going to try to incorporate is local fundraising efforts so that we could have a nationwide Miracle Monday and local Miracle Monday in the different states. I'm excited about where God has taken this little operation that we began to put together. I'm excited about what God is doing for this radio show. I see great things. We've been getting a lot of comments. Compliments about Miracle Mondays, that this is a good thing. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing. This is just an awesome day. You know, good church service on Sunday, and can't wait to get to bed at night Sunday night to wake up Monday morning to get on the show to make the presentation. This is an awesome time right now, and I'm really feeling the Spirit of God all around. Within, you know, what it is that we're trying to do. I'm not worried about the economy, not worried about what's going on with government, because we know our God is greater than any world economy system. You know, our God is greater than any, you know, rise and fall of any government. I'm just excited and I'm so encouraged. You know, I can't wait to get back on the show again next Monday to present another family. I'm, I'm excited about, you know, getting the nominations and reading through them and see, you know, what we're going to be doing for families that are in need. And I know that this new Miracle Monday family out of Rex, Georgia this morning, you know, have no clue that CSN Clearinghouse with the big check is going to come knocking on their door. You know,
wow.
We're going to take pictures. We're going to videotape it. We want to capture this moment so that everyone can be lifted.
You remind me of Ed McMahon. He would go to people's house. And it got to a point where everybody wanted him to knock on their doorbell.
Absolutely, absolutely. And coaches, you know what, I'm sitting here thinking about what we're doing right now and what the potential could be. Can you all imagine how powerful that this will be if
right.
other businesses and people began to do what we're doing? And that's just give, you know, don't think about it, don't act about it, just give, you know, find someone that's in need and give, you know, it will definitely come back down to you. What does the word say? A pressed down, good measure, shaken together and running over. If we just yield to giving, you know, unrestricted giving, give because you love, not anyone in particular, not any particular desire or need, but just give because people are hurting, kids are hungry, you know, give. You know, and like I said before, I know $250 is not a lot, but when, you know, you're struggling to put food on the table, $250 could be 2 weeks of living like a king or a queen with food.
Yes. And some people, you know, you may not think it's not that you don't think it's a lot, but some people, that's all they get per month. There are some people, that's all they get per month for their income to live on. And some don't get that much. Some people get less than that, almost half of that every month. So it's a lot. This is, you know, people, not everybody, you know, has a million-dollar lifestyle. Some people's lifestyle are such that $250 would take care of everything they have to take care of in 1 month. And so, and these families are sometimes needed the most. You know, the people who are struggling the most, you know, need it the most. And so what you're doing doesn't go, you know, should not be taken lightly. This is a major, major ordeal. And even for people who have good jobs, you know, most people with good jobs are even living paycheck to paycheck. And sometimes there's not enough, you know, how they say there's not enough pay just to make the whole, to stretch it out through the whole week. And so we thank God for, you know, your efforts and what you're doing for your ministry, for your calling, you know, help for your, just your heart's desire to help God's people. I mean, look at Jesus. He took 5 little fishes and 2 little loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000 plus. Right? So,
amen.
You know, amen. He took a little, which seemed like a little, and God, and he blessed it up, and he held it up to the Lord and blessed it, and it became a lot. It became enough. It became enough. And so we just pray that the family, that this, you know, money is going to, it will be enough for them to get to their next level. Glory to God. This is so awesome. And that's why, you know, Miracle Mondays, from now on, you know, this is really, really big. Miracle Monday is a big deal on the AAE show. So, David, from now on, this, you are the show for Monday. We announced that to you today on air live. David, you are the Monday show. So every Monday, David, we expect you to be here, unless, of course, you can't for some reason. But we expect you to be here and to tell us all about Miracle Monday, what's happening. Let us know. You know, you may inspire someone
who has been wanting to do something similar. They have a couple of choices. They can go and do something similar, or they can partner with you. And that 250 can easily become 500. Somebody else might say, I wanted to do something just like that. But they may not have the wherewithal to get to the families. You already have the system and the process by which to get these families nominated, get them screened, and get the money to them. So somebody can now come alongside of you and say, hey, let me put my 250 in with your 250, and now you got two things. You either got a needy family getting 500, or you got two needy families. Man, listen, that's it right there. That's how it happens, you know? Or maybe somebody, maybe they will want to participate and they don't have the 250. Maybe they got 50. You know, there's just so many ways this can go, David. So I hope you accept that, even though you were coming Mondays anyway. So, but, yeah, we won't have another guest on Monday because I think your work alone, you know, is worthy of, you know, the entire show basically to talk about what you're doing to families. And you as an entrepreneur, being a philanthropist, you know, a lot of people, that's their goal in life. They don't want to be rich just so that they can, for the sake of being rich. They want to be rich so they can pour out to the people that God places in front of them.
Amen, amen. That might be a good segue to the article that you, I know you had some questions last week, and I think we ran out of time.
Yes, the article, I want to hear all about it. How did you end up in an article? Tell us all about that and where people can go to find the article.
I actually have, not me, but the Christian Social Network have a branding marketing and PR company by the name of ThinkZilla. And the CEO and I worked together in a previous life. And her name is Ebony E.K. Porter. And she does all my branding and marketing and booking. And this was a syndicated magazine out of Atlanta that wanted to do a show, well, not a show, but wanted to interview David Knight. I think this particular article wasn't focused on the Christian Social Network as it was on who I was and why I do what I do. So the interview was more about David Knight than anything, and it just kind of got into some of my personal space that I really don't share or talk about a lot. We know that, you know, everyone has been in a place where a place of struggle in the past, and to be delivered from the struggle is really a great thing. So the article really talked about me and my past, and I know Coach Cassandra, you may have read the article. So if you want to ask questions, I can
yeah.
really ask questions about the article more than I can talk about the article.
Yes. Listen, that article was absolutely splendid. David, I just had another level of respect and honor for you as a result of reading that article, how you were raised by your father and your sisters and brothers. I think it was, what do you have, seven of you all together, seven siblings, is that correct?
Yes.
And it said that your mom, you know, she wasn't saved, and she really had some dreams that she wanted to fulfill. So, unfortunately, she ended up leaving your dad and you all, you know, so that she could find her dream. What was her dream? Did you ever know what she was trying to go for?
No, never knew her well enough to know what her dreams were.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure that had to be so heart-wrenching to not know your mom and longing for her. And, gosh, it had to, I'm sure, leave a bitter taste in your mouth as a child, you know, longing for their mother.
Well, you know, a lot of kids grow up today in a single parent home, and they struggle with whatever parent isn't there, because we know that God designed this world so that a kid actually grows from a two-parent system, you know, the love of a mother and a discipline of a father. And sometimes when you only have one, it really creates an unbalanced presentation of life. And, you know, you have to go through life to try to hone in on some of those skills that you were lacking in, because you were really one-sided. And I think for me, and I talked about it in an article, you know, being raised by a dad, you know, dads are really disciplinarians. You know, they're not really loving and nurturing like mothers. Dads do love, but it's not, you know, motherly love that you can get from someone that says, okay, baby, come here, you know, and wrap you up in their bosom and, you know, life is okay now. You know, dad can put his arms around you and say, hey, man, look, it's going to be all right. So you sometimes grow without, you know, that experience of nurturing. So you go out on a quest to try to find and seek out the balance that was missing. You know, and for me, growing up with a father, you know, a Korean War veteran, instilled a lot of discipline. And I understand discipline, and I recognize discipline because, you know, discipline requires certain standards of being able to follow rules that, you know what, there's no gray area. It's my way or the highway. Follow these rules or suffer the consequences. So as an adult, I certainly understand discipline and rules. But I was also in need of that motherly love, and found it in a number of forms. Number one, you know, I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is part of the Bible Belt. So there's always preaching and teaching about, you know, stories in the Bible. And I gravitated to the stories in the Bible. One story in particular was the story of Samson, and really gravitated toward it because I lived in a very impoverished community. The article says slightly above poverty, but me and my family was really below poverty. In one statement, I used to travel around giving lectures to kids talking about making decisions, and one of the things I used to talk about is how do you know you're poor is when the poor people call you poor. You know, I grew up in a poor neighborhood, and everybody was poor. But when the kids want to come and play the dozen and talk about the poor people in the neighborhood, they will talk about me and my brothers and sisters. Now, keep in mind, everybody's poor. But how do you know you're poor? It's when the poor people call you poor. So it was challenging. It was very challenging. But we know, you know, God had a plan, and his plan is continuing to be unfolded. And like I said, I gravitated at a very young age to the story of Solomon. Not Samson, it was Solomon. And as a kid, being forced to go to Bible school, you know, well, not Bible school, but Sunday school, was a great thing because we had some great Sunday school teachers that could animate the story so that kids could really understand some of the characters that was in the Bible. And this is one of the things that actually shaped me into who I am today, is learning about the characters in the Bible at a young age. I gravitated towards Solomon, and the reason I gravitated towards Solomon was for personal and selfish reasons, and I'm going to share that with you. Solomon found favor. You know, God favored Solomon to the point to where Solomon could ask for anything that he wanted. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for, you know, what Solomon ended up asking for was wisdom to be able to rule over the kingdom that he was now king over. And not only did God grant him wisdom, but he also gave Solomon riches. Solomon historically is the richest king that ever lived, even up until today. And I gravitated toward that because I was living in poverty, and I did not want to be in poverty. And so I thought as a kid I could do a one-up on God. I was a young martial artist, and at the age of about maybe between 11 and 13, fell on my knees in the dark in my backyard crying because life struggle was just too overwhelming. And I figured I could one-up God by pleading that he grant me wisdom. Now, coaches, I got to be honest with you. I didn't want wisdom. I wanted what he gave Solomon. Solomon asked for wisdom. God delivered him and made him very, very, very wealthy. That's what I wanted as a kid. And God did not see fit to grant me that prayer because as a kid, I was too immature, and I would probably have squandered away any blessing that God wanted to give me over my own, you know, lust and immaturity and what it is he wanted me to do. But as an adult, I look back and I realize today he gave me exactly what I asked for on his time. Now, I grew up with a high school education from the New Orleans public school system. I never really did homework. I could pass a test without studying. I could do things academically really without putting in a lot of work, and I'm not by any means suggesting that anybody don't put in the work. You want to be successful, you have to put in the work. But I'm looking back and I'm reflecting on where God has brought me from and where he has brought me to. So, you know, he did give me wisdom. He gave me wisdom beyond my years because my peers, I'm always thinking. I'm always thinking. Sometimes when I was in corporate America, I remember a person spoke to me, and we had a lunch meeting a short time afterward, and we were having discussions about office personalities, and the person said, I thought Mr. Knight was a snob and stuck up because every time I saw him, he had his head down and he was walking real fast and he wouldn't speak to anybody. And I had to explain to that person that I wasn't being stuck up, and I apologize. A lot of times I'm walking around because I'm thinking and I need to get to where I'm going to do it, what I do. So God did give me wisdom. He gave me the ability to think outside of the box. You know, I see when I'm in church and I'm listening to the sermons by the ministers, I can see the Bible unfold before my eyes. I can visually see what's going on in the Bible. Even today, you know, I'm working on a doctorate in theology, and I can see what I'm studying. You know, it unfolds before my eyes. You know, it's always the Spirit revealing things to me, but it's not being revealed in words. It's actually being revealed in objects, shapes, and images, and dreams.
Wow.
So, you know, just bringing it forward, you know, when I fell on my knees as a kid and asked God to deliver me from this, look where I am today. He delivered me. God do answer prayers. He answer prayers. He does not answer prayers on our time because time is relative. And God will answer prayers on his timetable, on his schedule. And look where I am today. He gave me exactly what I asked for. I'm rich in family, have a wonderful family, daughter, son, wife, sound mind, strong body. I'm reflecting, coaches, and bear with me because I'm looking back, you know, where I come from and where I am today, you know, all God, all by the grace of God, all by God's hand, you know, pull me from poverty, you know, from the ghetto to the suburbs. Oh, God, believing, steadfast faith in the word and just going after God. And today I'm going after God 110%. You know, I want to try to change. There's one statement that I hear all the time, and I know we're running out of time, but I want to see if I can get people to change the statement because every time I hear it, I just want to jump and shout and let them know that there's something better. I hear people say God is good all the time, and I want to challenge that, coaches. I absolutely want to challenge that. Let me tell you why. Waking up this morning was good. Getting on the show was good. Breakfast this morning was good. God is great. God is great. He's not good. He's great. People say God is good and God is good all the time. No, ma'am. No, sir. God is great. The things that we experience in this world is good. God is great. The Creator is always better than that which was created. We live in a world that is good. Our God is great. Let me tell you how great He is. We all woke up this morning with a breath of fresh air. That heart within our chest is beating and is pumping blood throughout our entire body. The birds decided to get up and sing a great song. Why can't we? This morning, the sun did exactly what it was supposed to do. It rose, and it provided us some light by day. And I guarantee you, God is going to send the moon to provide us light by night. God is not good. God is great. God is great. God is great. Coaches, look, I'm on the roll, so go ahead and ask some more questions about this article that that you read, because I'm so excited this morning.
I am so happy for you. I could hear you come alive when you were talking about it. But what stood out to me in that article, David, is when they said David Knight is a husband, a father, a successful businessman, a community servant. He is a phenomenal thinker who is just as much a phenomenal doer. With all that, we see that David Knight on the outside, and he said, I wanted to know more about the inside and the mind of this phenomenal man. And so he asked you, how is it that you came up with the Christian Social Network? What made you do that? And you talked about, you know, basically in a nutshell, kind of putting your money where your mouth is, and you just saw that there wasn't the kind of thing that you would hope to see in a Christian social network, and that was the impetus. You decided to step up to the plate and make that happen. And we are so glad about it. You know, you just weren't seeing, you saw some derogatory things, I believe you said, on a network, supposedly a Christian network, and it just really made you sad. You want to talk about that a moment, and I'll come right back?
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, my life experiences, you know, having some very humbling beginning and not being in a position because of a lack of resources, because of lack of knowledge, education, whatever the case may be, prevented me from doing a lot of things. But I joined the Marine Corps in 1984, and a lot of the negativity thinking, a lot of the impoverished thinking, a lot of all the demons that was whispering to me as a kid was exercised out, excuse me, when I joined the military. You know, the military instills a certain level of discipline, a certain level of confidence, a certain level of self-assuredness, or self-awareness that actually transforms not only your physical body, but your mental body. Now, adding that to the lessons of faith and then going after God 100%, it's a powerful thing because it allows you to have things revealed to you that you otherwise necessarily would have just brushed off. Nah, that's not for me. Oh, the man ain't can't holding me down, or things of that nature. So when it comes to David Knight, I really, really believe in getting things done. You know, I don't have time to wait for someone else to do it, or, you know, just sit back and let things be. No, I have a spirit of doing. I have a spirit of verb, you know. I believe in stepping forward and doing it. I believe in self-sacrifice. You know, I believe that the greater good of any man, and when I talk about man, it's both man and men and women, I believe that greater is those that do for others than, you know, we do for ourselves. You know, if I'm helping someone else, you know, my heart is that, you know, the favor is returned all the time. You know, by me helping someone else, it is my goal and belief that someone may see me struggling and come to my rescue. I didn't get that as a kid. You know, the rescue that I had was my dad. Thank God he was there to step up to the plate and to do what he could do with seven children. You know, I was the middle child, and I was too old to be the baby and too young to be the oldest. So I was stuck right there in the middle, the equalizer, the balancer that had to do everything for my brothers and sisters, and that made me very responsible at a very young age. And as an adult, you know, I'm still the same way. I'm very responsible. You know, I do. I don't just, you know, just talk a good game. I like to, you know what, let's make this happen. You know, if there's an area that needs some work, and for whatever small thing that I can do, I'll get involved and I'll do it. I do believe in empowerment, self-empowerment, and being able to teach and show others how to be empowered themselves.
Wow. That's awesome, David. You know, that's really awesome. And thank you again for coming on and letting us be a part of what you're doing. We thank God for you. And those of you who are tuned in, if you're not plugged in yet to the Christian Social Network, we are encouraging you and reminding you to do that, to sign up for the Christian Social Network, and then tell somebody, tell everybody about it. You know, social media is here to stay. As we know it, it may look different 20 years from now, but, you know, television looks different now than it did 50 years ago when they got started. And so, but it's still here. It's still here in some form, shape, or fashion. And so social media, as we know it, is not going anywhere. And the Christian Social Network is on the forefront of that social media revolution, you can call it. Yeah, social media is not that old. I think social media, it can be, it's no more than, definitely not 10 years old, but probably around seven, probably somewhere close to that, though they may not have been calling it social media from the start. But certainly the term social media, you hear all the time, you know, the internet 2.0, what have you, and we don't know how far it's going to go, but we do know some of the uses of social media. Everybody now is finding a way to plug social media into what they're doing, their businesses. Colleges and universities, they're all over it. The schools, K-12, they're all over it. Everyday people, you know, people, one of the first things people want to do now is purchase a phone that allows them to connect to the internet and to social media. People are using social media to market their businesses. People are using social media to contact their customers. Therefore, since businesses are in business to meet with a customer at some point in time. It's part of what they do. And social media allows them to do it for free. That's why people wonder, well, why are so many big businesses, and really, 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 really big businesses, why are they tapping into social media? Well, because for the most part, it's free. And therefore, that makes sense to a business owner to be able to advertise, you know, after the years and years and years of spending so much on advertising dollars, the very fact that they can network with people for free. So, yeah, companies are all over it now. They weren't in the beginning. They weren't so much. They, as a matter of fact, I remember where it was a policy of the average organization to reprimand an employee that was caught on social media. You would get in trouble. You probably would get a letter of discipline in your file. You might even get fired. Today, it is the exact opposite. You may get fired if they find that you don't have, if you are in a company and you're not active on social media, you may get fired. because they know that now they realize, like, it was like, it's like that commercial where the person realizes they could have had vegetables by having a V8, and they say, you know, they're trying to be healthy or whatever. They say, wow, I could have had a V8. Well, companies are, like, hitting their head, like, wow, I could have did this, you know, 10 years ago. I could have been reaching customers for free and reaching them even better because I get to interact with my customer just through a post, comment, through a share. And that's another reason companies are jumping on Twitter. They're jumping on Twitter. I heard Tom Brokaw, a very famous news reporter, what have you, many of you heard of him. I heard him talking about how he's finally getting on Twitter and realizing the value of Twitter. Now, this man has been in business for years and years as a reporter, very famous, very well known. You would think, why does he need to get on Twitter? But he realizes that there is value in it. And so, again, you know, I'm just making the emphasis that that you, David Knight, you are on the forefront because you've done what a lot of people, including myself, had wanted to do, was to have something similar to a, I mean, every, you know, if you're in business, then you realize that you want to have some type of program that people can come to. So whether it's, you know, a blog talk radio, whether it's CSN, you know, whether I should say a radio show, you know, whether it's a radio show, a television show, a Christian social network or social network, you want to have something in that line. So kudos to you, David. You're on the forefront, you know, this, this big thing. And you're going to be very successful. And anybody that's tied into you is also going to be very, very, very successful. Think about the people that could have got in with, think about the people that got in with Mark Zuckerberg when he got started. Just think about all those people that that got in with him that at first it just seemed like, okay, so you got a couple thousand people on. And look at him today with close to 1 billion people. He's probably already reached the 1 billion mark already. The last time I did the stats for social media, he was at 900 million, and that was about a year ago. So today, probably over 1 billion. You know, look at YouTube. I remember when YouTube first came out, who was really watching YouTube? Almost no one. When YouTube first came out, you could only do, like, what, a minute or two? It was like maybe 2 minutes. Was it barely 2 minutes worth of recording? Now you can put something on YouTube that's an hour long. So, you know, you got to watch these trends and see how things are moving. And I'm just excited to be a part of all of this. Coach Cassandra, I mean, that's all I have. Is it 8 o'clock yet? Oh, yes, it's past 8. I may have to let you know. I'm not driving. I'm standing out. I'm about 10 minutes from my house today. I'm at Keene University. I'm at Keene University. It's a wonderful college. It's a major college here in New Jersey. I'm at the Wilkins Theater. There's a big conference going on today, professional development. It's going on all week long. And I'm here just for today. I'm here at the beautiful campus. It's so gorgeous. It's nothing but trees. And you hear how quiet it is? It's beautiful. So I lost track of time. I'm outside. The conference hasn't started yet. But I only had to drive 10 minutes from my house to get here today.
That's a blessing. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but tonight.
Well, we'll have to have David finish his finish talking about that article because there's, I mean, this article is, when I printed it out, I think it was like 4 pages. So,
wow.
Still quite a bit to cover, but we can finish it next week and because we love to find out what kind of businesses you have, David, and that kind of thing. So we can talk about more about that next week. But, yeah, well, this is exciting. I want everyone to have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. And we thank you, David Knight, for making it happen today. For making someone's life that much more easier to live. And because you are being a blessing, Oh, my God. Watch God show up and show out in your life, man of God. I prophesy that he will do it because he is that kind of God. When you're on God's mission, I'm telling you, he's going to be right on you like white on rice. So we're glad about it. We're glad about what you're doing. And we're so glad you're making us part of your team. We love it. Back to you, Coach Lalisa.
And thank you so much again, David, and callers and those listening. And what about tomorrow night, everyone? Do you know what tomorrow night is? Do you know what's happening tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mountain Time? Do you know? I don't think they know, Coach Cassandra, what's happening tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night, oh, my gosh, you got to tune in. We've got Sarah Centralia, who was just recently on the Steve Harvey Show, and she is banging it, making things happen. You want to hear that story. And we've also had Manny Feinberg. Woohoo! He took Build-A-Bear from 40 companies to over 400. Oh, my God. When someone's got that kind of background, they have something to say. Manly is a business expert. So he comes in, he has a program called Elevate. He takes you to the next level and whatever it is that you're attempting to do. So you want to tune in Tuesday night. We've got the flyer going around on Facebook. If you don't see it, go to my page or Coach Lalisa Williams' page, and you will see that information about power up your possibilities and make it happen. You can do it. All right.
Woo, that is hot. Woo, it's going to be a power-packed empowerment day. If you've never had a power-packed empowerment day to power up your possibilities, well, you can have tomorrow, 24th of June. It's going down, starting with the morning show at 7 a.m. We have Ms. Jennifer Heyman out of Virginia Beach, Virginia area. She is a chef, a business owner. She's a motivational speaker. She is a trainer, a workshop leader, and God only knows what else she does. But she will come on tomorrow to tell us about what she does, how she's got businesses to buy into her chef, and she's able to go and create meals for organizations, whether they're having events and luncheons. And it's always exciting to talk with people who are doing something that they really love to do and they're really passionate about. So you'll hear from her in the morning, and then you'll go, you'll do whatever you got to do, all pumped up and motivated, and then you'll tune back in tomorrow night. The flyer has the caller information on there that you can call in and listen to the teleshow. That's right. You use your telephone. That's why it has that name, the teleshow, a combination. We're working on getting it where you can also watch it, but now you have to listen, and you're going to hear some powerful information from our two guests tomorrow. So everyone, have a great day. Do something. Go make it happen for somebody. Again, David, thank you for another magnificent Miracle Monday.
Awesome. Make it happen, y'all.
Woo-hoo. Make it happen. It's happening, y'all. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah. me.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com.